Tuesday night's vote followed more than 2 hours of discussion among the councillors and a full house of local residents who came out to support Richard Underkoffler. It was Underkoffler's first annual performance evaluation as city manager. Councillors Mark Jensen, Ed Sarf, and Mayor Al Dwyer gave Underkoffler high marks all around. Here's some of Jensen's comments.
I believe Mr. Underkoffler put unlimited energy and time into doing a very complete job on all issues presented to him. My limited knowledge of city business, he seems to be doing a great job. Weaknesses. From my observations, he can be a little short with people at times, including the public, councillors, and some of the staff. But I believe, if you look at the bottom line, he's doing a very good job for the city of Petersburg. I think he would be hard to replace.
But the other four councillors had mixed reviews. Councillors Bob Nilsson, Lee Corio, Melinda Hofstad, and Sarah Stoner complimented Underkoffler on his work ethic, knowledge, and administrative skills, but they were critical of his relationship with the council majority and his disagreement with them over some policy issues. They were critical enough that they appeared ready to support a motion by Nilsson to fire Underkoffler. Corio seconded the motion. He questioned Underkoffler's willingness to take direction from the council, and he called him a pot stirrer.
Things that don't need to be repeated have been said, and it's not just offensive, it's inappropriate and unprofessional. How can two walk together except they both agree? This isn't about your ability to work. This is about your ability to work with us. And I don't think that you've done a good job at working with us. I'm sure we can shoulder some of the blame for that. I don't doubt it for a moment. But I have found that you want to force your position. You resist steadfastly.
The council would have conducted Underkoffler's evaluation in a closed-door executive session, but Underkoffler exercised his right to have it in public. He did not comment on the matter Tuesday night, but there was a roomful of local residents, including many city employees, who spoke on his behalf. Mark Range emphatically urged the councillors to listen to their testimony.
Everybody here is telling you, you work for us, and we're telling you, keep this man. Are you listening to us? I hope you are. Give him a chance. There's a discipline policy. Has anybody talked to him? Has anybody warned him? Has anybody said anything to him? If you have, I haven't heard it. Give him a chance to do his job, or at least give him a warning. Give him something. Work with him. All I hear is people not wanting to work with him. I hear people, that's it, hammer down. You know, I have disagreements with my boss, and sometimes we really get into it. But 15 minutes later, I'm like, I love you, man. It's just the way it is. Just, you know, what do? Work through it.
Person after person praised Underkoffler's performance and competence, and they called on the councillors to work things out with him. The four councillors who were critical of the manager ultimately said they were willing to try working with him again. The council eventually voted unanimously to hire a mediator to help in that endeavor. We'll have detailed coverage of this council discussion and public testimony later today on Local News. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.